Welcome to...
You're listening to The Wrestling Takeover.
What is your name?
With your host, Jordan Turner, who's always going to keep it real.
Come on, King.
Inside and outside the ring.
Let me make myself clear.
He's got the fans behind him, King.
It's time to take over, King.
Are you ready?
He's all fired up now, King. Takeover.
Let's go.
Wow. You know, WWE is so popular right now, it's not even funny. We got The Rock. We got Roman Reigns. We got TKO Holdings. We got Monday Night Raw. We got all that shit. I got you guys all covered on all of the news. And instead of breaking it down by one podcast episode, by just covering only one report, I decided to jumble everything into one and give you guys a full lengthy podcast. So welcome everybody to The Wrestling Takeover. We got Monday Night Raw to talk about. We got The Rock. We got Roman Reigns. We got Kazuchika Okada. We have Kevin Patrick. So much news, and it all broke early this morning around 5 something in the morning. It was to a point where I had a good friend of mine actually text me to talk on the phone because he wanted to give his view and opinion on everything going on. This is so massive that I think people aren't really comprehending. So I'm going to do my due diligence. I'm going to break down. I tried to get as much information on the WWE Raw deal on Netflix. We have a lot of things to read. I have some audio clips as well that we're going to listen to, mainly pertaining to The Rock and Roman Reigns, WrestleMania. Are they even going to wrestle at WrestleMania 40? Is it best for them to actually save it for WrestleMania 41 or even sometime later this year? I got you all covered with my views and opinions on that, but we are immediately starting off with WWE announcing that Raw will be moved on to Netflix in 2025. This is a report that's coming out from TKO CEO Filming Holdings. And they put out the agreement between WWE and Netflix has an internal 10-year term for an agreement rights fee in excess of $5 billion, with an option for Netflix to extend for an additional 10 years and opt out after an additional 5 years. Source TKO CEO Holdings. Monday Night Raw is going to Netflix coming in January of 2025. I need people to understand this is a massive deal. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm actually going to read all the reports and everything that's going on. So Netflix put out a tweet, and they tweeted out, WWE Raw is getting in the ring with Netflix starting on January 2025. Netflix will exclusively stream WWE Raw in the US, Canada, the UK, and Latin America every single week all year long. And there is a lot of people giving their view and opinion on what is going on. Yeah, the term Netflix and chill and watch pro wrestling is really going to be a real thing going forward. I'm going to save my views and opinions for after I'm done reading and listening to what I have here in my notes. So we got a report from Fightful this morning. Everybody was talking about ads, free ads. And here's a report from Fightful, Sean Rossap, great dude in the community. So this is what he had to say on the matter. Netflix subscribers on standard ad non-plan won't get ads during WWE Raw. This is great news. Really great news. WWE Raw often does picture-in-picture when matches go to commercial. In an SEC filing, it was noted that Netflix has the option to extend the WWE Raw deal beyond its internal 10-year or opt out after 5 years. And fans have been complaining regarding the ad-free tier. And this is coming from Alex Sherman on Twitter. He tweets out, a new deal from the Netflix Raw deal for Netflix subs that don't get ads, the vast majority of y'all do. Raw matches will be scripted around commercial breaks, so you'll get some non-important match action, sustained headlocks instead of our commercials. You won't get ads. Wow, that's huge. So for the people that are Netflix subscribers, that are standard, that have the standard edition, you're getting no ads. So whatever you have for Netflix here, you're getting no ads in pertaining to that. This is massive. Now, I have an audio clip regarding, what's his name? Nick Khan. And before I listen to the clip, before you guys listen to the audio clip, let me just say a couple things. Very important things. I'm just giving you my opinion. This is major. Number one, this is a big deal, especially for the streaming deal. It seems to me that the WWE is getting away from cable television. That's a great thing. Everything is going on streaming. You got to adapt with the times, because if you don't adapt with the times, you're going to get left behind. Bottom line, you're going to get left behind. So you have to adapt with the times. So shout out to WWE for doing that. Number two, we always hear about great signings for WWE. Oh, she's a great signing. He's a great signing. They are a great signing as a tag team. Let me tell you right now, Nick Khan is the greatest signing in WWE history. He's the greatest signing that the WWE ever did. Vince McMahon, when he signed Nick Khan, WWE, before Nick Khan came into the fold, they were not getting the type of money that they're getting now. Now, this is business. I'm kind of dabbed into the business. I try to keep tabs on what's going on from the business side of things when it comes to the WWE. But me, I'm more of the creative, the TV product. Just like 99% of the people that watch pro wrestling, right? That watch the WWE. But for the people out there that are saying, oh, Netflix and WWE, this isn't a big deal. You're not understanding the ramifications of this. Number one, it's going to a streaming deal, right? It's going to be on a streaming platform where there's a lot of people that watch Netflix. That's the thing. They went on the popular streaming service, Netflix. Netflix delivers a lot of things. Now, here's the thing also. Not only with Monday Night Raw, they got NXT. And they're going to get SmackDown potentially. I'm not sure. I seen another report that SmackDown is going to be on Fox, and the CW is going to have NXT. But I also hear conflicting reports that that's fake. And I'll get to why it's fake, because there's a clip here regarding Nick Khan mentioning SmackDown. So I'm not sure what to believe, if that report or those reports regarding SmackDown going to the USA Network. I believe they are, because WWE did announce that SmackDown is going to go on to the USA Network. Let me type it here on my phone as I'm recording. Let me see if that is actually true, because I don't want to report anything that's not true. Okay, so here is what I seen here regarding NXT is being moved to Seth the Killing Television and will begin airing on the CW in October of 2024, so this year. WWE SmackDown is moving back to the USA Network in October of 2024 as well. And Monday Night Raw will be airing on Netflix. So I guess SmackDown is really going to be on the USA Network. And NXT is going to be on the CW. This is great. This is great. People were kind of speculating that Netflix is going to get everything that they have. And that's not going to happen. They're only getting Monday Night Raw, and then they're going to get the pay-per-views. So here is, in fact, the audio clip from Nick Khan. Let's listen to it, let's dissect it, and let's hear what the man has to say. because this is getting talked about everywhere, and I want to talk about it as well. So let's listen to it.
Okay, because since you got there in 2020, obviously there's been...
And by the way, the person that you are hearing is Pat McAfee. This is on the Pat McAfee Show, and this is Nick Khan talking about WWE without Vince McMahon, without Kevin Dunn, and the streaming service of Netflix being a part of Monday Night Raw.
Transition. Vince McMahon, Kevin Dunn, kind of both stepping back. There's a sale, obviously, to the Endeavor Group. You create TKO. Then you're able to negotiate this $5 billion deal while all of this is happening. What do you think is the reasoning on why you've been able to handle, and you and the WWE have been able to handle the transition so seamlessly, appearingly from the outside looking in?
Well, thank you. Thank you for your kind words, Pat. And by the way, always a pleasure to connect with you, talk to you as friends, consigliere, whatever role you say.
Get to it.
All right, I'll move it along. Yeah, yeah, thank you. Thank you. Look, what one last thing on that. There would be no WWE without Vince McMahon and Kevin Dunn. Both, in my opinion, the greatest of all time in terms of what they did and what they contributed to build what is now a massive enterprise. In terms of the transaction and moving it forward, you know, Vince was the controlling shareholder. He decided it was time to transact. He allowed me to sit side by side with him in the process to hear all of the different pitches. It was a robust marketplace. Endeavor had the best proposal we felt for our shareholders. And here we are with the Netflix deal being announced today, with Dwayne Johnson being added to our board of directors.
I will talk about that in a second as well.
Like, it's a great start to what should be a beautiful next chapter at WWE.
Yeah, you guys have done fantastic. And shout out to Kevin Dunn and Vince both. They've been far too kind to me and all my guys.
Yep.
And I can't wait to see them down the road at some point. Netflix, I think whenever it was announced, caught a lot of us, I think, by surprise. You know, Netflix not really known to be in the live entertainment world. I think they've done a couple stand-ups live.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I think Chris Rock had one that kind of went. They did some other stuff. Whenever you're at the market, in the marketplace, and obviously Raw has been on the air forever. It generates a number every single week, no weeks off. It is a high valued asset that WWE has had.
All right, that's it. That's all I can get. Man, WWE Raw will have no ads for Netflix subscribers. Like I said, that's massive. So if you're already a Netflix subscriber, and I will be, you know, when the time comes, we're getting no ads for Netflix. And what you heard was Pat McAfee and Nick Khan. Now, it's, again, this is massive for WWE. This is a big deal for them. They're making so much money, hand over fist. There's a lot going on with the WWE product right now. And the WWE is just, they're white hot. And regarding the Netflix deal, it looks like we're going to get no ads. This is a positive in my book. I want to say a couple more things before I move on to The Rock being announced as a shareholder and reading the reports here. Pro wrestling being live on a streaming service is a positive thing. Now Monday Night Raw is going to be on Netflix. I wonder what time it's going to start. I presume it's going to start at 5 p.m. my time, Pacific time. That's huge. And also, too, we can go back and watch Monday Night Raw if we're at work and we missed it. So it's like, I'm not sweating it. You know what I mean? Obviously, I'm going to watch it live, right? If I miss it, I'll watch live. But to know that Monday Night Raw is going to be on Netflix moving forward, where you can catch the show live, that's perfect. I love it. I'm a fan of it. I'm rocking with it. You feel me? Let me know what y'all think. Let me know if you're rocking with it too. Let me know on social media, Twitter at JT Takeover, Instagram at The Wrestling Takeover. And TikTok.com/TheWrestlingTakeover. Let me know what y'all thinking about that on Monday Night Raw going to Netflix. Everybody should be thinking positive here regarding that announcement. Speaking of another announcement, Kazuchika Okada is apparently WWE bound. This made me happy than pig and shit. So it appears that Okada is WWE bound, potentially starting an NXT first monthly pursuit, who is the publication for New Japan Pro Wrestling. I will get to the Rock thing in a second, but I want to give my opinion on this. You know, there was a lot of us, I'm guilty of it too. There was a lot of cats in the community that were saying, oh, Okada's going to go to AEW, it just fits. I said that too. The style, and I'm the only one that's been saying this, no one else has, that AEW is the United States version of New Japan Pro Wrestling, which they are. Look at their style. Look at the title designs. They are the United States version of New Japan Pro Wrestling. Okada going over there is expected. He has a lot of people that he's familiar with over there. You know, he has some people that he can eventually, you know, face off and everything like that. Tony Khan would take care of him. He'll be at Wembley. He'll be AEW World Champion. Kazuchika Okada in AEW will be taken care of, undisputed. So we know that. I wake up, not only with the stuff going on with WWE, but there's more WWE news. It appears right now the direction is for Kazuchika Okada to be signed to WWE and to go to NXT. Yo, what the fuck is going on? Shawn Michaels potentially is going to get their John Cena of New Japan Pro Wrestling in his show. Crazy. Now, you know for a fact that WWE would take care of Okada. No question. No hesitation. And that ain't up for debate. You feel me? What ain't up for debate is Okada being presented as a massive deal, as a massive draw. People don't understand that Okada in New Japan Pro Wrestling, he was the John Cena of that promotion. And he's gone now. So New Japan Pro Wrestling, they got to hustle. They got to put in that work to find the next top guy for their promotion. I think they can. But Okada wants something bigger for himself. Okada wants to win world champions. Come to find out, Kazuchika Okada wants to be at a WrestleMania. And I'm telling you right now, there is a greater chance, I'd say more than 80% chance, that Okada goes to the WWE. You know, WWE has all of these announcements strategically. They announce things strategically. Today, we got the news that The Rock is going to be a TKO holder and working with the WWE Stock Exchange and the WWE business side. Also, WWE announcing that Monday Night Raw is going to Netflix. These people are very strategic with the way they announce things. And that's great. That's smart business. That's smart business. All right. Yeah, you don't want to put everything out immediately, but at the same time, the bigger the announcement, the bigger the social media retention. Everybody is talking about this Monday Night Raw deal. Everybody is talking about The Rock. And if Kazuchika Okada goes to the WWE, that is going to be astronomical for the WWE and the Japan market and for the Japanese fans and fans of Okada that are going to eventually travel to the WWE because their guy, Okada, is now in the United States, but he's now in WWE. This is a big deal. Can he appear in the Royal Rumble? I'm not sure about that. I don't think so. But I will say this. I fantasy book. I'm the best one in the community when it comes to that. I can't help it. Kazuchika Okada, if he comes to the WWE, I want the WWE to go to Japan, do videotapes of Okada. Just announce that he's coming in, break it, record some great videos. I would love to see the WWE bring in Kazuchika Okada for a match at WrestleMania against AJ Styles. I would have AJ Styles go out there on social media, kind of tease about Kazuchika Okada coming into the WWE. I know the report is saying he's going to start at NXT, and I understand that. But a match with AJ Styles at a WrestleMania 40 would be monumental. I'm telling everybody right now, WrestleMania 40, mark my words, I've been saying this entire, or last year, the whole year I've been saying it, coming into this year, WrestleMania 40 is going to be the greatest WrestleMania of all time. Point blank, period. Tell me when I'm telling lies. You can't. With all the star power, with The Rock, Okada potentially coming in, Mercedes Moné potentially coming back home, the WWE is just on a different stratosphere. And if Okada comes into NXT, that is their man. That is their head of the table on NXT, which means people like Bron Breakker and Carmelo Hayes can now enter the main roster. This is incredible news. I'll keep you guys updated on everything regarding Kazuchika Okada, where he's going. Reports are saying he's WWE bound, but you know what the game, and you know how the game is played. You can say one thing, and that individual can do something else. Maybe he does bypass AEW. If you want something bigger, you want to be in more homes, you want to be more recognized as the greatest Japanese pro wrestler in the world all time, you get your ass to WWE. Okada finna make waves. And also, too, Will Ospreay passed on WWE. Jay White passed on WWE. But those two times, Vince was still around. Vince ain't here, baby. So if I'm Okada, I am making my way to WWE. Look at all the opponents that Okada can face. So many people. Kazuchika Okada, potentially WWE bound. I like it. I like it. I hope you guys like it too, because it's a big deal. You know what's also a big deal? The Rock. I got some shit on The Rock, I'm telling you. So, I'm going to start with this article here real quick from TKO Holdings. TKO Holdings appoints Dwayne The Rock Johnson to be board of directors. They said, quote, "I am thrilled to partner with Dwayne and welcome him, immense talent, to TKO's board of directors. Dwayne brings an incredible track record of creating content and building globally recognized customer brands, and he will play a key role in our ambitions for TKO, Ariel Emanuel." Shout out to Ariel Emanuel. Seriously. Shout out to Ariel Emanuel for getting rid of Vince McMahon, Kevin Dunn leaving, bringing aboard Paul Levesque, Triple H to be head of creative, and Nick Khan as the head of business for the WWE. Now The Rock is going to be potentially side by side with Nick Khan. That is massive. Also, with everything going on with the WWE right now and how hot they are, don't sleep on potentially Stephanie McMahon coming back. They don't have a chairman. They don't have that. Can Stephanie McMahon come in and come back home to be the chairwoman of WWE and work side by side with The Rock and Nick Khan, with Triple H being head and CEO and COO of talent relations and creative? This is the best thing that happened to WWE. WWE is finna make more waves in this game this year than ever before. The money is flowing. The popularity is going crazy. Business decisions are being made. And now we just need the creative side of things to follow suit. Be on alert for the potential of Stephanie McMahon coming back. That is just a thought that I came with it as I'm recording this. Stephanie McMahon might come back, so we will see. Let's talk more about The Rock. So The Rock is talking about, I have the video here. He's talking about the stock and everything going on with WWE. So I'm going to play the audio clip and I'll give my quick views and opinions on it. So let's play it.
Is to your dad and your grandfather.
Right.
What is that? I mean, it's unprecedented what you've done from becoming an athlete performer to this.
Thank you. It has been unprecedented. And I think this move for us, for those who don't know, Ari certainly knows this. My grandfather wrestled in the WWE back when it was the WWF here in New York. My dad wrestled, and then here I come along. And I like to say that my grandfather, my dad, they never would have thought that something like this would happen. In that, I was able to sit at this table now, and that is a table that they helped build. So I do want to take a moment just to acknowledge this guy. There's no CEO in the world like this guy. We've known each other for 20 years. We've done a lot of big business together. And this is why you're seeing the, you know, I think these game-changing deals that he's making is a reflection, I think, of who he is. And when it comes to Netflix, absolutely. When it comes to Netflix, I'm excited about it too. 52 weeks live. That's a lot of Rock raising the eyebrow every week for Netflix.
It's massive, man. It's massive. Ariel Emanuel, Nick Khan, they changing the game when it comes to WWE. Triple H doing great on his end on creative. It's beautiful, man. What a great time to be a fan of WWE, really. If you're not a fan of WWE, you need to get your ass on board, bro. Or you're going to get your ass left behind. The Rock talks WrestleMania and Roman Reigns, and this is what I really want to get into regarding the nits and bolts of the creative side of things. So let's play the audio clip here.
Are we going to see that? I mean, WrestleMania is coming up.
And by the way, he's on First Take. I didn't even know he was on there until I turned it on. He's on First Take right now with Shannon Sharp, who is a big wrestling fan. Stephen A. Smith, who is a big WWE fan. I love these guys. Hopefully we get Shannon Sharp interviewing some wrestler real soon. That would be great. So let's play the audio clip, though.
I mean, there's a whole bunch of stuff with the WWE. I'm asking you this question.
Yes.
Are we gonna see you?
Well, you know, look, you guys know, I feel like you know me. I'm a long gamer.
Yeah.
And I mean, I like to build. And this is something like this. What this is, if myself and Roman Reigns were to main event WrestleMania, and I mean this very respectfully of all the WrestleManias prior, because I grew up in this business and I love it, we could possibly put on with us as a main event and this incredible group of men and women who are these incredible performers, we could possibly put on the greatest and the biggest WrestleMania of all time.
I've been saying that. WrestleMania 40 has the potential to be the greatest WrestleMania of all time. So I appreciate The Rock acknowledging that.
So you're saying there's a chance.
There's a chance, Molly. There's a chance.
I'm saying there's more than a chance.
You know, but yeah. I love this business. I love pro wrestling. I love WWE. But I also have this deep passion to grow it and to build it. And if we're going
to
do.
That's interesting. To grow, to build. I think I have a feeling what WWE is going to be doing here.
Something like this. I want the world to watch.
But when you say
like,
grow
yes,
it,
yes.
I need you to be specific. When you're talking about growing it and taking it to another level,
yes.
You're a visionary. Yes. You can't achieve what you have achieved in your life and in your career without having a vision. When you look at you and you're...
All right, guys, that's it from the clip there. Wow. Okay. Is there a shot that... is there a shot that WWE books Roman Reigns versus The Rock at WrestleMania 40? There's a chance. There is a chance. But I think people need to understand. You guys remember when John Cena and The Rock was announced for WrestleMania 28? A year in advance, it happened. Two things I think is going to happen here. Number one, I think we get The Rock coming out after Roman Reigns' title defense in the Fatal 4-Way against LA Knight, Randy Orton, and AJ Styles. I think we get that. And we get The Rock coming out. The crowd is going to go ballistic. That is a way to set up The Rock and Roman Reigns potentially at WrestleMania 40. But what if I told you, WWE might take the same route that they took with John Cena and The Rock? They set it up at WrestleMania 27. They officially announced it the night after WrestleMania to confirm that the first match ever between these guys is going to happen at next year's WrestleMania, which was WrestleMania 28 in Miami, Florida, The Rock's hometown. What if I told you that WWE might do the same thing here with Roman Reigns and The Rock being announced a year in advance for WrestleMania 41? I need everybody to really think about that possibility. Now, we can still get The Rock and Roman Reigns at WrestleMania 40. But you're going to fuck up Cody's push, build. This is Cody's WrestleMania. This is not The Rock's WrestleMania. I don't want a triple threat match. I want a one-on-one match. This is Cody's time. Stick to the plan. The Rock wants to do the biggest thing in WWE history. Wants to create magic that he's never done before. Okay, I don't know what that is. Is The Rock referring to him being a TKO holder? Is that what he was referring to? Because I think that's what he was talking about. Because if you're talking about announcing a year in advance John Cena versus The Rock, that was announced a year in advance, and you do it again, but this time with Roman Reigns, son, you already did it already. You did it already. So that's not groundbreaking. That's not, you know, astronomical. I mean, it's massive, but you've done it already. But is that what The Rock's talking about? Coming in at the Royal Rumble, confronting Roman Reigns, and announcing that Roman Reigns versus The Rock is going to happen at next year's WrestleMania 41. Or is The Rock going to win the Royal Rumble? I pray to God not. I pray to God not. That is a possibility. And I want to throw it out there because I'm not doing my job if I'm not being creative and giving you every analytical perspective. The Rock could win the Royal Rumble. He can then challenge Roman Reigns at WrestleMania. This is Cody's moment. This is Cody's time. Cody needs to face Roman Reigns at WrestleMania one-on-one. I have a feeling we are going to get the Roman Reigns versus Rock match, but it's not going to be confirmed until WrestleMania 41, and I want every single person to think about that. Let's think about that for a second. There's a shot. So let's see what happens. Let's see. This is massive news that's going on in the WWE right now. Roman Reigns, Rock. Roman Reigns, Rock, Cody. Cody, Roman. What's going to be the main event of night two? We know what the main event of night one is going to be, which I already knew was going to happen. Seth Rollins versus CM Punk is still going to be on, and it's going to be happening at WrestleMania. That is the night one main event. Unless WWE announces something. But as of Tuesday, January 23rd, 2024, Seth Rollins versus CM Punk is going to be the main event of night one of WrestleMania. That's all I got for you guys. I wanted to come up here, give you guys a good podcast. I'm actually going to do a trial run. I'm actually going to post this on YouTube. Now, I will be officially going on YouTube. I wanted to wait until the Royal Rumble, but I'm actually going to post this right here, this episode. I'm going to actually post it on YouTube to see the views and all that stuff, see what's going on over there. If you guys are not already subscribed to my YouTube channel, do me a solid, go and subscribe to my YouTube channel. All right. We're making waves. YouTube.com/podcastjshow. My name on there is Podcast J with Jordan Turner. So if you guys have a YouTube, you know, you guys have a YouTube, which I think everybody does. YouTube.com/podcastjshow. That is my YouTube channel. I'm going to post this. I'm going to have a teaser for this. And let's see what happens. Let's see if I get the views and etc. So that is that. Royal Rumble is this Saturday. Stay tapped for the full results, review, and analysis. Breaking everything down. Final fours for the men and women. Who was the Iron Man and Iron Woman? Who won the two Royal Rumble matches? Did we get The Rock appearing? What's going on? Are we going to get debuts, returns, all that and so much more, as I will be doing a full length a podcast for the Royal Rumble. I also want to point out, I'm going to try it. I'm going to put this out on YouTube, see the views, but I'm also going to put out my preview predictions for the 2024 Royal Rumble. That will be up later on this week. And also what's going to be up later on this week, I'm going to try to give you guys as much content as I possibly can leading up to the Royal Rumble. So you got this one, all the news regarding TKO, The Rock, Okada, Roman Reigns, Cody Rhodes, the Netflix deal, Monday Night Raw. That is going to be posted on YouTube. All right. What also I'm going to be posting this week is the interview with Velveteen Dream with Chris Van Vliet. I'm going to do my due diligence. I'm going to listen to the whole interview and I'm going to give you guys my expertise and my breakdown opinion on the interview. Because like I said, I'm going to be reacting to interviews, some video clips. I'm going to be doing that as my podcast is going to be audio based for right now on YouTube until I eventually want to put my face on camera to do YouTube. But for right now, it's going to be audio based at the moment. So you guys can look forward to this news today. Later on in the week, I'm going to be doing the Chris Van Vliet interview, a review with Velveteen Dream. You guys can look forward to that. And also the Impulsive Podcast interview with John Cena also will be dropping this week, not to mention the preview and predictions for the Royal Rumble. So I got everything coming for y'all right here on the Wrestling Takeover. We're going to do big things. And then, like I said, we're ending it with the 2024 Royal Rumble coming up this Saturday. Thank you guys for the support. Be sure to subscribe on my YouTube channel. Be sure to rate the podcast 5 stars on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Play, iHeartRadio. No more Google Play. Google Play will be leaving the podcast game real soon. So I just wanted to make sure all my people at Google Play that listen to the podcast, the best way you guys can be able to listen to it is on YouTube, youtube.com/jpropodcast, and also on Apple Podcast and Spotify. I appreciate everybody tapping into the Wrestling Takeover. Thank you very much, and I'll see you guys next time.